Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Upatishtasva
Purusham
Bhagavantam
Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta
Kaha
Vasam
Vasudevam
Jagadgurum
Upatishtasva
Purusham
Bhagavantam
Janardhanam
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Upatishtasva
Purusham
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta
Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Batistasva Purusham
Batistasva Purusham
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Batistasva Purusham
Batistasva Purusham
Bhagavantam
Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Upatishtasva Purusham
Upatishtasva Purusham
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Yes.
Upatishtasva Purusham
Upatishtasva Purusham
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Bhagavantam Janardhanam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Vasudevam Jagadgurum
Maybe I should use that amplifier again.
One in my room, one on the floor, or on the chair.
Yeah. You want to do the word for word? Word for word?
Word, yes.
Batistasva.
Batistasva.
Just try to worship.
Just try to worship.
Purusham.
Purusham.
The Supreme Person.
The Supreme Person.
Bhagavantam.
Bhagavantam.
Personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Janardhanam.
Janardhanam.
Who can kill all the enemies.
Who can kill all the enemies.
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam.
Sarvabhuta Guhavasam.
Living within the core of the heart of everyone.
Living within the core of the heart of everyone.
Vasudevam.
Vasudevam.
Vasudev.
Vasudev.
Krishna,
Krishna,
who is all-pervading,
and
is the son of Vasudev.
And is the son of Vasudev.
Jagadgurum,
Jagadgurum,
the spiritual master and teacher,
the spiritual master and teacher
of the world. Translation: My dear Aditi, engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of everything, who can subdue everyone's enemies, and who sits within everyone's heart. Only that Supreme Person, Krishna or Vasudev, can bestow all auspicious benedictions upon everyone. these words, Kasyapa Muni tried to pacify his wife. Aditi made her appeal to her material husband. Of course, that is nice, but actually, a material relative cannot do anything good for anyone. If anything good can be done, it is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Therefore, Kasyapa Muni advised his wife Aditi to begin worshipping Lord Vasudeva, who is situated in everyone's heart. He is the friend of everyone and is known as Janardhan, because he can kill all enemies.
Yes. Om Agam Timiran Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Bhin Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Sthapitam Kena Bhutade Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dathati Shapadanti Pande Hang Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamana Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagarna Vagunatam Tam Stam Savitam Shadritam Shavatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakan Vitamstra. He Krishna Kurana Sindo Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsa Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Horipiye Vancha Golpatru Yaschakapa Sindho Pye Vacha Padita Nam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Upatishtasva Purusham Bhagavantam Janardhanam Sarvabhuta Guha Vasam Vasudevam Jagat Guru. Aditi had appealed to her husband for help because she and her sons had been exiled, driven out of the heavenly planets. And her husband replied, in essence, what can I do? I'm just a sage. But Krishna is all powerful and all pervading. He can do everything. Similar advice had been given by Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj. If you want to sit on the throne, you want to get the kingdom, then you should engage in this devotional service of the personality of Godhead. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo dhara ti tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one is free from desires or full of desires or desires liberation, if one is intelligent, one should engage in the service of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. He can accomplish every purpose, or by engaging in the service of the Lord, one can accomplish every purpose. Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukriti narjana arto artarti jagyas gani chabaratarishma. Four kinds of pious human beings engage in the service of the Lord. Those who are in distress, those who are after some material gain, are in the lower section, those who are seeking knowledge or who are inquisitive are in the higher section. None of them are pure devotees, but they can all begin devotional service. So here, Kashyapa Muni advises Aditi that to accomplish your wish, you should engage in the service of the Lord. You're concerned about your enemies, the demons. So the Lord is Janardana, the killer of the enemies. He's the right person to help you. As a footnote, in one place in Bhagavad Gita where the Lord is addressed as Janardana, meaning the killer of the atheistic persons, the transcriber in the word-for-word meanings misheard it and typed killer of the artistic persons.
Artistic.
He misheard atheistic as artistic. Fortunately, the editors, even back in the early days of the first edition, caught the error. But there it was. Okay.
Janardana, who can kill all enemies. There are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And above material nature, transcendental material nature, is another existence which is called Shuddha-sattva. In the material world, the mode of goodness is considered the best. But because of material contamination, even the mode of goodness is sometimes overpowered by the modes of passion and ignorance. But when one transcends the competition between these modes and engages himself in devotional service, he rises above the three modes of material nature. In that transcendental position, one is situated in pure consciousness. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Santitam Bhagavatam 4.3.23. Above material nature is the position called Vasudeva, or freedom from material contamination. Only in that position can one perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Thus, the Vasudeva condition fulfills a spiritual necessity. Vasudeva samam iti sa mahatma sadurlabha. When one realizes Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes most exalted.
Yes. The Trigunya Visya Veda Nistragunya Bhavarjana. Arjuna is advised to transcend the three modes of material nature, tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun. Even the sattvagun of material nature is still a contaminated position. It's considered better. Nirmala tvat prakashakam manamaya. What is that? Sattvam. We didn't bring the book, did we? Nirmala tvat prakashakam anamayam. Sukhasangena padnati ganam. Sangena chanaka. The sattvagun is the purest. Nirmala tvat. It's free from gross contamination. Prakashakam. And in that mode of nature, one sees things as they are. In ignorance, one can't see anything. In passion, one sees things with confusion. But in the mode of goodness, one more or less sees things as they are. Tatra. That's the, that was the only word we were missing. Tatra Sotram Dhamrala Tat Prakashaka. So one sees things as they are. And anamaya, it's the healthy condition, where it's the condition in which one is most freed from illusion. Sukha sangina padnati. One becomes peaceful, happy, healthy in the mode of goodness. And so one becomes attached to that refined happiness. Sukha sangena padnati and jnana sangena janaka. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam, from the mode of goodness, knowledge develops. And one becomes attached, bound to that sense of knowledge. I'm a scholar, I'm a sage, I'm a wise person, I'm above the ordinary crowd because I can see things as they are. Not exactly pride, that would be more in the passion, but just a sense of complacency and satisfaction. I'm well situated. I'm living peacefully in the countryside, reading valuable literature and considering worthy ideas, and so on and so on. Or even books of spiritual realization or shastra. But he's still bound to the modes of nature in a more subtle fashion. And then also, as described in the Bhagavad Gita, rajas tamas cha vibhuya sattvam bhavati parata, rajas sattvam tamas chaiva tamas sattvam rajas tata. Sometimes goodness predominates over passion and ignorance, but sometimes passion comes up and subdues goodness and ignorance. Sometimes ignorance comes up, overshadowing passion and goodness. So they're mixing up, and they're not pure. As you get colors, those who are doing graphic arts, it's a percentage of cyan, percentage of yellow, percentage of black, percentage of magenta. So you mix up these things in different percentages and you get all the colors of the rainbow. So similarly, you mix up different percentages, 80% passion, 10% ignorance, 10% goodness, 90% goodness, 5% ignorance, 5% passion. There's all these different permutations, but they're all still material, all still contaminated. But there's another state of goodness which is called Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means unalloyed goodness, only goodness, nothing else. That Shuddha Sattva is not found in the material world, it's not on the material platform. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. It's the transcendental mode, transcendental situation. Sagunand samadhijayatam pramabhuyaya kopate mam jayo byabhacharena bhakti yogena sevate. By engaging in the service of the personality of Godhead, one comes to that platform of pure goodness above the three material modes. And only in that position can one perceive the personality of Godhead. Sagunan samati jaitan prabhu yaya kopate. Yes. Okay.
So when one realizes Vasudev, he becomes most exalted. Paramatma, Vasudeva, is is situated in everyone's heart, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam pratipurvakam dami buddhi yogam tam yinamam vyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and who worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Ishvara sarvabhutanam ridhedi rideshi Arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Bhaktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram saridam sarvabhutanam yantamam shantim richati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Bhagavad Gita 5:29.
So, Sarvabhuta Guha. Guha means like a cave or a dark place, a secret place. So that secret place, that hidden place, is the heart. This guha is often used to mean the heart of the living being. Guha, yes, guha. So the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam. He's the most intimate friend of all living beings, Suridam sarvabhutanam, because he's within the heart of everyone. We become friendly with someone if we have empathy, or if somebody says, he really understands me. So then you become friendly because you feel that there's this connection, I understand you, you understand me. But it's not the deepest understanding. We understand one another to a certain extent, psychologically, emotionally, intellectually. But Krishna actually lives within the heart of every living being, and no one can understand. He's all-knowing. So he fully understands the heart of the living being. And therefore, he's the one who can fulfill the desires of every living being, even if those desires aren't expressed. The Lord knows the heart of the living being. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So when he sees that the living being is even desiring to come to him, the Lord helps from within. Or, from another point of view, if they want something material, the Lord helps that way. Someone wants to forget Krishna. Krishna, from within the heart, directs him. Now, you forget. Enjoy sense gratification. Yes?
Whenever one is perplexed, let him take shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna, who will give the devotee intelligence to help him surpass all difficulties and return home back to Godhead. Kasyapa Muni advised his wife to seek shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna, so that all her problems would be very easily solved.
Yes. Krishna can solve all the problems of the living entity. There are so many problem solvers in the world, politicians, counselors, business advisors, husbands, wives, gurus, teachers. But they can't solve the problems. Krishna can solve even the most perplexing difficulties of the living being. And so Kashyapa Muni instructed his wife, you take shelter of Vasudeva. Das Kashyap Muni was an ideal spiritual master.
He was not so foolish that he could present himself as an exalted personality as good as God. He was actually a bona fide guru because he advised his wife to seek shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva. One who trains his subordinate or disciple to worship Vasudeva is the truly bona fide spiritual master. The word Jagadguru is very important in this regard. Kasyapa Muni did not falsely declare himself to be Jagadguru, though actually he was Jagadguru because he advocated the cause of Vasudeva. Actually, Vasudeva is Jagadguru, as clearly stated here, Vasudevam Jagadguru. One who teaches the instructions of Vasudeva, Bhagavad Gita, is as good as Vasudevam Jagadguru. But when one does not teach this instruction as it is, declares himself Jagadguru, he simply cheats the public. Krishna is Jagadguru, and one who teaches the instruction of Krishna as it is on behalf of Krishna may be accepted as Jagadguru. One who manufactures his own theories cannot be accepted. He becomes Jagadguru falsely.
Ultimately, Krishna is the guru of the whole universe. Vasudeva, Jagadguru. And the bona fide spiritual master is the person who repeats the instructions of Krishna, Sarva Dharma Pratyaja Mamekam Sharanam Praja. Engage in devotional service to Krishna, Paja Vasudeva. Okay, are there some questions?
Yesterday I was having a conversation about being able to perceive Krishna, and so in here, I was saying
only in the moment,
only in that position one can perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, and the basically the question was. So, you know, if we're like, you know, the children of Krishna, you know, Krishna is the father of all the children, and, you know, Krishna knows that we're so, you know, fallen and degraded, you know, why can't we see him? Why doesn't he just come and, you know, show himself? Why do we have to struggle so hard to, you know, I guess, get to this platform of Vasudeva and, you know, do sadhana and things like that? And, you know, I had some answers, but I couldn't answer the question satisfactorily.
Because we have a dual interest. Mm-hmm. We're somewhat interested in Vasudeva and somewhat interested in being Vasudeva. Mm-hmm. To some extent, we want to exploit the resources of this material nature, and to some extent, we want to serve the true enjoyer. We want to enjoy and we want to serve the enjoyer. So we have two competing objectives, two contradictory objectives. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, if Krishna wants us to go back to Godhead, then why is Maya so strong? Prabhupada said, because your purpose is not strong. For the person who's Krishna conscious, who's an unalloyed devotee of the Lord, Krishna reveals himself. Tanum Swam, what is that? Vedic verses. Escaping me at the moment. Anyway, the meaning is that. Nayam Atma Prabhajanena Labhyo Namedhyana Bhavadashrutena. He's not achievable just by mental speculation, by attending lectures, by hearing from lots of books. But he reveals himself to the person who's sincerely devoted to him. So you want to see God, but at the same time, you want to carry on your other program. You know, it's like you want to rob banks, you want to tear down the government, at the same time you want an appointment with the President of the United States. So when one becomes the sincere servant of the President, then one may get the opportunity. The President will say, who is this person who's dedicated his life for his country? Let me see him. Pin a medal on him. But the person who's wants to tear down the government or serve the government at the same time that he's cheating the government, the President is not interested in seeing. He'll let his various agencies deal with that person. So one simply has to become sincere and take to the right process. Where it's a diseased condition, the patient saying to the doctor, why can't I eat? Yeah, I've got a stomach, I've got a everything, why can't I eat? Well, because you're diseased. In the diseased condition, you can't eat properly. At least in the mode of goodness, anamayam. Anamayam means freed from disease. So in the mode of goodness, one can start to act properly, function properly, eat properly. The mode of, even literally in the mode of ignorance, one is eating all rubbish. In the mode of passion, one is eating food that causes pain and disease. And in the mode of goodness, one starts to act in the healthy situation, therefore he feels better, he looks better, he lives longer, his mind is more clear. And then he can also start Satvam Sanjayate Gyanam, knowledge comes to him and he starts making progress. But when he comes to the stage of Shuddha Sattva, then he can actually come into the association.
You mentioned that this instruction is very similar to Suniti instructing Dhruva Maharaj. I actually see a lot of parallels here, because the first sentence in the purport is saying that Kashyapa tried to pacify his wife when, you know, she appealed, but it's nice, but actually a material relative cannot do anything good for anyone. And you mentioned that he's, you know, I'm a sage, what can I do, in essence. But the devotee, there's a lot that the devotee can do. So is this insinuating that her desire is material, therefore he can't do anything material for her?
A lot that you can do means, finally, if you want to do something, you say, chant Hare Krishna, be Krishna conscious. Just not, I'll fix it, I'll make it better.
Yeah.
Finally, the answer to every problem is to become Krishna conscious, and there are no problems. Not just by my power, you don't have a house, I'll get you a house. You don't have money, I'll get you money. You don't have food, I'll get you food. You don't have this, I'll get you this. Pray for me. And then what do they want you to pray for? My kid will succeed in his exams. My daughter will get married. My business will get out of the hole. But what can I do? I'm not the business expert of the world, or the matchmaker of the world, or this or that. even if I were to help you with your business or your matchmaking or your whatever it is, your mental perplexity, still you'd have more problems. Because that's the nature of the world, problem after problem. But when you take shelter of Vasudeva, then all your problems will be solved.
But with both Aditya and with Dhruva Maharshi, they both have these kind of material, they have an enemy that they're trying to subdue. And instead of telling them straight, you know, this is not the proper reason to worship Vasudeva, both Narada and Kashyap are kind of like, okay, well, worship him with your material desire.
Yeah.
This is from the fourth canto to the
That's eighth. Actually, Narada told him that you're just a little boy, you should go home, and why are you doing all of this? But no, I want this kingdom. Narada knew that if I told him that forget the kingdom, just engage in pure devotional service, the boy is not going to listen. But if I tell him that by worshiping Krishna you'll get the kingdom, then he'll do it. And then he'll forget the kingdom. So, if to draw the parallel, if he tells it, did he forget it? You know, what do you care if your sons are in heaven or elsewhere? Svarga apavarga, not a case for pitu yarta darshan. Doesn't matter whether your sons are in heaven or in hell. The Aditi's going to say, whoa, wait. We live in heaven. We want heaven back. So he instructs her, well, then engage in the service of Vasudeva, you'll get heaven back. That's the nature of the demigods. They have mixed purposes. Otherwise, even the demigods could go back to Godhead. But no. They want to enjoy this material world also.
The only thing that's keeping us between getting Krishna Prema is our desire. If our only desire is to get Krishna Prema, we put every other desire aside, we don't get it.
Yeah, but it's not so easy that just this morning I decide, okay, I'm going to put every other desire aside. I'm just going to worship Krishna. Then 20 minutes later, I have some other interest. Therefore, there's a process, sadhana bhakti. The pure devotees, they don't even need it. They just spontaneously, Brajvasis don't have to be told that you just fix your mind like Krishna there. That's what they do by their very nature. But the conditioned souls, by their very contaminated nature, do everything else, or have a tendency to do everything else. So even when they decide, all right, let me just think of Krishna, they need some process to just think of Krishna. So that's mentioned in the 12th chapter. Nashaknoti maistiram abhyasa yogena tato mamich chaptam dhananjaya. If you can't follow, if you can't spontaneously always think of me, then adopt the process. Mayeva mana adhatsva, mayi buddhim niveshe, niveshishisi mayeva durvam nasamshaya. Solves the problem. Just fix your mind on me and focus your intelligence on me and you'll come to me. Nasamshaya, no doubt. Simple. But if you can't do that, atachittam samadhatum, if you can't fix your mind in samadhi on Krishna, nashaknoshi mayistiram, steadily, then abhyasa yogena tato. Then take up practice, abhyas. Abhyasa yogi yuktena chetasa nani kahamana. Paramam purusham divyam yati partana chintayam. By practice you'll be able to think of me. Mam it's chaptam, your desire will be stimulated, it will be uncovered. It's the natural inclination of the living being, but it's now covered. But if you take this practice, you can revive it. Then if you can't do that, then there's work for me. If you can't do that, well, work with detachment. Mm-hmm. The best thing, of course, is immediately just fix the mind on Krishna. The Sankirtan process is first class because the method and the goal are the same. Mm-hmm. In other systems, first you undergo some tapasya or some this or some that, and then you come to the stage of Krishna consciousness. But in the Sankirtan process, you chant Hare Krishna. So the goal is to think of Krishna, and the process is to think of Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna means thinking of Krishna. So in the Bhakti Yoga system, the process and the goal are identical in the Sankirtan. Something else. Should we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.